Well, like most people in mental health, you know, I have family members and friends and people I care about who have mental illnesses, and I grew up in that, setting. So I've always been interested in those things. And the research part, I think, is just that I'd like to think things through on my own and be sure they're right. I was always an obnoxious student because I questioned everything. And that's probably not great if you're a clinician, but that's exactly how you need to be if you're a researcher. You know, you really want to question all kinds of assumptions. And in fact, you know, most of the clinical wisdom that we pass on is wrong or will be wrong in the future. You know, almost everything I learned in training is now considered malpractice. The field has changed so much, and it's changed on the basis of, you know, research and better knowledge base. I'm sure that some of the, you know, very personal family stories that, you know, I wouldn't share because some of those people are still alive and wouldn't want me to, were the most important things to me. And those are the things that have probably always driven me to think that, I'd like to do something meaningful and helpful to people. I mean, I'm still trying. I'm sort of worried that I'm running out of time.